Hi, welcome to the Brilliant Resilient Club, the podcast all about people who push past their physical comfort zone to gain mental resilience. I'm your host, Bhavani Vaddy. I launched this podcast and then went off grid for a few months to recover from a couple of operations. Not ideal, but the conversations I've had about resilience with my guests on this very show have helped me through another tricky time. And I hope they'll also bring you some inspiration and insight. I came up with this idea after being grounded from my job as a TV reporter during the pandemic because of an autoimmune condition. I took up cold water swimming, and for the first time in my life, I got such a buzz from exercise that it helped me thrive during some difficult times. This made me want to explore why and how other people take to the physical to cope.
I think it restored a sense of self-efficacy. It restored that sense that I might not control much, but I control this. And so every single day you were kind of dosing yourself. I was dosing myself with this injection of endorphins and sense of self-control and sense of just moving myself through the scenery. There's something really powerful about that. And just coming back home a nicer person.
My guest for this show is a streaker. It's not what you're thinking. Streaking is also the technical term for running every day, and that's what Alison Jones has been doing for nearly 1,300 days. Alison fitted this in between being a publisher, a podcast host, head judge of the Business Book Awards, and a mum. And she's raised money for the National Literacy Trust from her running streak too. As I said, this is not just a podcast about sporting elites. In fact, for years, Alison thought she couldn't run and didn't start until she was 40. And just before her 50th birthday, she set herself the challenge of running every day for 1,000 days. She's exceeded that target and has no intention of stopping. Alison, welcome. I've called this the Brilliant Resilient Club podcast because everyone I'm interviewing has in some way been brilliant. And I think your streaking is brilliant. You've shown that you don't have to be a triathlete or do something physical at a very high level for it to help you become more resilient. And before you explain exactly what streaking is all about, I'd like to find out what you think resilience means.
Well, I think resilience for me is summarised in, I don't know if you know that there's a brilliant quote by Victor Hugo, which, I mean, you know, I'm translating, so I don't feel bad that I can't remember the exact words, but it's something like, be like the bird who, pausing a while on boughs too slight, feels them give way beneath her and yet sings, knowing she has wings. And it's a beautiful quote, it's a beautiful image. But what it says to me is, you know, you have wings. And it doesn't matter what happens, what, you know, the things falling apart beneath you. You know, this was one, that quote was given to me when I became an entrepreneur. So it's very, very closely linked with that for me. And it's that sense that whatever happens, you have the power, you have the ability within you to make it work, to be okay. And I think that's really, really powerful. So it's knowing that I don't depend on external circumstance, although I can obviously be hugely impacted by it. There is something in me that allows me to adapt, to overcome, to absorb the shock and move on. And for me, that, I guess, is resilience.
Yeah, that's a lovely image. I really like that. And you've been pretty resilient by doing something called streaking. That sounds a bit naughty. What's that all about?
Yeah, everybody gets very, very concerned about this. No, streaking in the running sense is simply running every day. It, you know, clothes are optional, I guess, but I tend to do it with the clothes on.
It's a free country.
I know, but you know, you'd need a sports bra at least, wouldn't you?
That's probably advisable. But in all seriousness, you have been streaking in terms of running. How long have you streaked?
Yeah, so just over 3 years.
So you've run every single day for 3 years.
Yeah. I should really clarify this, not very far and not very fast. But yes, I have run every day for, yeah, 3 and a bit years.
And what prompted you on this streaking journey? Why?
Well, this streaking journey started on my 49th birthday. And, you know, they always say those birthdays that end with a nine, people tend to do things, you know, the marathon runners, they're all in their sort of 39th year or something. So, you know, you have that kind of sense of time's chariot hastening behind you and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought, you know, I could do a running streak. And I went for a run on my 49th birthday and I called it hashtag golden year. And I thought, I'll run every day up to my 50th birthday and that'll be, you know. And then, of course, I got to my 50th birthday. And I was like, I don't actually want to stop. So it's open-ended now. And, you know, one day something will happen. I will get injured or ill or something. There'll be some crisis and it'll stop. But until then, I'm just going to keep running because it works. So I guess the deeper why behind that is why streak at all, which is that I find life gets in the way. You know, I run a business and I've got two children and I can't remember the last time I was bored, you know, it just, so there's so much stuff. And when I used to say to myself, oh, am I going to go for a run today? You know, I'd quite often be like, a bit busy, a bit tired, and I can't be bothered. But as soon as you commit to streaking, then you're just, well, when am I going to run today? And you look at your calendar and you're like, well, it's going to have to be now or I'm going to fit it in this evening or, you know, whatever. Mm. Dead simple question. And it just gets done. And I think just building the things that you want in your day in there just makes so much sense, because otherwise I never find time for stuff. You have to plan it and build it in. So that's why.
And typically, how far or how long do you run?
So my minimum is 2 kilometres. When I first started streaking, which was a few years back, I did it for like a month and then I did it for a year, and it was a mile then. And I think a mile is a really good place to start, incidentally. And I think there is a kind of an official streaking association and their minimum is a mile. But I found a mile just wasn't quite enough. I was just going to get warmed up and into it. But I also knew that 2 miles... might feel a bit too long some days, so I've just struck on 2 kilometers as being the distance that I can run on the absolute nightmare scenario worst day of my life. You know, I can still carve out 15 minutes to go for a 2k run, and if I can do more, great, I do more. It's somewhere between 2. Very occasionally I run for 1 kilometer and then run back, you know, that's it, I'm done, out of here, you know? But most days you just keep going until you think, oh, it's time to head back now, and you know, it's anywhere between 2 and sort of 4 or 5 kilometers most days.
And where do you run? Do you have a set path? What's your route like?
I don't have one set route that I do. I think that probably would kill me. One of the reasons I run, I think I was thinking about this the other day, is I'd love to be one of those adventurous people. I'd love to be one of those people that kind of goes and does grand adventures, sails single-handedly across the Atlantic or, you know, walks up Everest with a fridge on their back or something, you know. And I can't, because there's too much else to do and I can't carve out that kind of time. But going off-road, finding new paths with my dog every day, it's like a little micro-adventure. And so I try. I mean, I've got some favourite routes. I live up in Northwich, and we're very near Anderton Nature Reserve and Marbury Country Park. Lots of canals and rivers to run beside. So, you know, I've got my kind of old favourites. But I always try and dive off and think, oh, where does this path go? And, you know, do a bit of exploring and usually come out, you know, scratched by brambles and stung by nettles and going, oh, I didn't go anywhere. Oh, well. But occasionally, yeah. You know, you're just, oh, my goodness, yeah. Who knew this stream was here, you know?
And actually, it's quite interesting that you didn't really start running until, what, you were 40. So it's not something that you kind of grew up doing or, no. You know, were committed to in your 20s and 30s. So, you know, what prompted you to start taking up this activity then?
Yeah, you're right. I thought I wasn't a runner. I thought I couldn't run. You know, I've told everybody for years that I wasn't a runner and so on. Turns out actually it's just the beginning. The beginning of every run is a bit rubbish. So once you pass that, it gets a lot better. When I was about...
Well, I can just about run around the block, and yes, I can confirm the starts are rubbish. But you were 40 when you started, right?
Yeah, well, when I started, it was a couple of friends in the village. I was living down in Hampshire at the time, and we were just, we need to get fit, and, you know, why do we always start this and not finish? So we decided that what we needed was a sort of bit of accountability and a bit of fun. So we founded a group called Iron Mum, and there were 4 of us on the first night. And we literally did the thing that actually they do now in the Couch to 5K app, which is just run walk. So walk for 2 minutes, ran for a minute or something like that, you know, for the first 20 minutes. And we were so busy chatting that it just sort of went by really quickly. And then we just week after week kept building that up. And really quickly, before you know it, sort of 6 weeks in, you're running for 20 minutes and you're feeling like you could do anything. It's a really energizing and kind of empowering thing. So that was a revelation. And then with Iron Mum, as we grew, I think we had about 160 women on by the end. We did it for 5 years. We had a newbies group and we followed that. You know, it was just walk, run, just keep building it up week by week. And we had intermediates and we had flyers. And it, you could see it changing people's lives, because it just completely changed what they thought they were capable of.
I think that's what I find quite manageable and motivating. It's like you're doing something a little bit every single day rather than thinking, right, I've got this mountain to climb right now.
Yeah, and it's a different mindset, and it's less heroic in some ways, but I think it's more heroic in others, because it's not the one big push. It is the committing to be the person who runs every day. But there's something really powerful in that.
And actually, anybody can do that. Anybody can make that small commitment every single day, isn't it? I mean, exactly. I think that's what I found through lockdown, is that I'm not very sporty at all, but actually committing to go for a swim twice a week, that's what made me feel better mentally. Which kind of brings me on to my next questions. How has doing this streaking, this commitment, helped you gain resilience in other parts of your life, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think the pandemic brought it into really sharp focus, as you say, because there was that sense of loss of control, wasn't there? You're separate from people. You couldn't do the things that you took for granted. You couldn't buy the things in the shops that you thought you could, you know, and you had all these restrictions on you. And that, I mean, loss of control is one of those big triggers of anxiety, isn't it? But this, somehow, the choice to run every day, it restored a sense of self-efficacy. It restored that sense that I might not control much, but I control this. and for this 15, 30 minutes, however it was, I was out of the house, kind of nobody could touch me. You created this world that was entirely positive, entirely good for you, entirely joyful. I was running with a dog as well. Nothing like running with a dog for a bit of joy in your life, you know. Yeah. And so every single day you were kind of dosing yourself. I was dosing myself with this injection of endorphins and sense of self-control and sense of just moving myself through the scenery. There's something really powerful about that. And just coming back home a nicer person.
So calmer and relaxed to get on with the rest of life.
Yeah. It's really funny. My husband always says, if I'm getting a bit sort of stressy and scratchy, he'd be like, it's time for you to go for a run, because he knows I'm just going to be much nicer when I come back.
And you say it's not heroic, but actually it is kind of committing to something every single day, which is actually really hard to do, especially if you, like you say, you run a business and you're a mum. I mean, what would you say to people who are struggling, who want to kind of get that endorphin rush that you've experienced and kind of health and mental health benefits, but really are struggling to perhaps make that commitment daily or weekly?
I'd say two things, actually. I'd say start small. And I think that's the really important thing about the 2 kilometres. As I say, it doesn't matter how rammed my day is. I can always, I don't care how busy you are. You can find 15 minutes, you know. So if you say, I'm going to run 5 kilometres a day, you're kind of setting yourself up to fail. It's not, I wouldn't be doing it if I'd set myself up to that. So start small. I mean, laughably small, if necessary, you know. Another thing I do is press ups every morning. And I started off with literally, you know, it's like, so I'm going to do one press up, and I'm up to 25 in the morning now. You know, it's just, you build a habit, you build success, and that's really, really important. And the second thing that really worked for me, and it might not work for everyone, is accountability. So that first day, back on 1st of June 2019, I took a picture of my route, and I said, this is day one of a new running streak that's going to take me through to it. So day one, hashtag golden year. And then every single day I have posted a picture on Facebook, you know, day this morning at 1125, hashtag golden year, it's a little album. And there is no way for me to stop quietly. Do you know, I can't do it without people noticing and some sort of having to explain myself. And that would kill some people. I know some people would hate it, but for me, that kind of accountability and that kind of sense of people being supportive and involved, it's been really helpful.
Yeah. So will, I mean, if you haven't posted a picture, will someone notice? And
every now and again, if I'm doing a really late run, I'll get in about 10:30, I'll get to going, oi, where's your run? It's great.
It's kind of scary, but also keeps you on your toes. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's sort of running jokes through it. You know, we have kind of a Where's Sorka thread, where my dog has she's a sprolly, and she has a very sort of like a little feather flag of a tail behind her. And so I've got pictures of her running through cornfields, and Where's Sorka? And people are sort of, you know, posting the picture with a little circle of where they think she is. And it's, you know, it's fun. And I think if you're having fun with something, then you're much more likely to keep going with it.
And this commitment to running, has that helped you in your business life?
Oh, 100-fold. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's kind of a laughing joke now. When I've got something to noodle over, I take it out on a run. And there's something about the legs moving and the blood pumping and the heart going that just help you think. And I think it's also being unplugged. So I very often come back from a run with a good idea or with a new perspective on something, or just with a sense that actually the thing I thought was really huge and scary is okay, it's manageable, it gives you more perspective somehow. So yes, 100% running helps me deal with the everyday stuff, but also think creatively in the business, which is really important.
Now, I want to know, how much longer do you think you can keep this streaking going?
Do you know, apparently there was a book opened in the village on when, how long, and I've blown past it all. I think the highest one was 800 and something. So yeah, I don't know. My son was saying, do you think you'll make 3,000 days? I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, Ron Hill famously, obviously, ran every day of his life for sort of 50 or 60 years or something. So I'd love to think that I would be able to run until I just can't, you know, until old age kind of overtakes me and I just can't. I don't know. And I'm not going to worry about it. Today I can run, so today I'm running. And I just, that's the way I see it. I'll be sad when it finishes.
You might not finish though, so it'll be lovely to kind of keep following your journey. And thank you so much for chatting to me today. It's been really inspiring and insightful and just quite uplifting. And I don't like running, but I might give it a go now.
Do it, do it. You are so welcome. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, Alison.
So a little bit of something every day to get those endorphins going. That should be achievable, right? I'm still working on that. Let me know how you guys fit it in. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Brilliant Resilient Club podcast. The next show will be out in a fortnight, so make a date in your diary, or even better still, why not subscribe? Then you don't miss a single episode. I'd also be really grateful if you rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. It makes all the difference in helping others find this relatively new show. Bye for now.